Chapter 6. Anakin doesn't know where to look first. The amount of plant life is insane. Every which way he turns, there's a rack of plants or a shelf of bushes. There's vines hanging from these archways over there, and everywhere there is water. There are fountains of it, and on the floors there are little pathways of water. For a bit, they even walk on top of a glass with a tank of water right under them. And fish. And somehow the fact that he can see space overhead just makes it all seem bigger. The aquaponics farms of the greenhouse are huge. The tanks, according to the signs standing all around, have something like thousands of fish in them. And judging by the looks of it, they're not kept just for the systems on show like the fish on board the Verdant are. These fish are raised to eventually be eaten, getting replaced in the tanks by younger fish. The farms themselves are a mix of enormous towers that reach the arched glass ceiling high above, with different sorts of plants sticking every which way out of them, and long vats with thousands and thousands of plants growing in neat rows. And despite what Kenobi had said about aesthetics, it's pretty. All of it. The beds of plants, or rather, rafts, since they seem to be floating on top of long, long beds of water, are built on top of prettily carved stone tables, and the towers of plants are just pretty on their own. And there's the water going everywhere. There's even a small artificial waterfall there, which flows into one of the raised aquaponics beds, and it's all just really, really wizard. So, what do you want to see first? Qui-Gon asks, looking a little amused while Anakin tries to make his mind on what to goggle first. The fish tanks up ahead, the fish tanks under their feet, the holographic display a little further away, which looks like it's running a program on aquaponics, or all the plants. And seriously, there's so many plants. I don't know. Anakin almost whines, indecisively taking a few steps toward the plant towers. But there's that waterfall, too, and that fountain. It looks like there's fish in it, too. There's fish and plants everywhere. This, he thinks, might be a bit like what a perfect afterlife is like. I want to see everything, Anakin complains, and Qui-Gon laughs quietly. There's another sound, a cleared throat, this one a bit more feminine. Would you like a tour? She asks, amused. It's a human girl, maybe 5 years older than Anakin, dressed in white tunics. You work here? Anakin asks. Mm-hmm, she answers, nodding, looking between Anakin and Qui-Gon and bowing her head to Qui-Gon. Master? I'm Adept Setlana. I'm doing a thesis on aquaponics, and I work as a tour guide. If you have something you'd like to ask, I'd be happy to help. Adept? What does that mean? Anakin asks. And then, when Qui-Gon lays a warning hand on his shoulder, figures it was maybe a bit rude. It means I'm an AgriCorps student, Adept Setlana says. Her smile a little tight around the edges. And I'm studying select subjects to do my eventual specialization in it. In my case right now, aquaponics. You can study just aquaponics? Anakin asks, amazed. Kenobi had made it seem like it was just one small part of what he did. You can study just about anything, really, Setlana says, glancing at Qui-Gon and then straightening her back, looking a little uneasy. So is there anything you'd like help with? I can give you the regular tour if you'd like. Anakin stares at her, frowning a little at her posture. She looks like she's doing something wrong, maybe? Then he looks up at Qui-Gon, who sighs and smiles down at him. Where would you like to start then, Anakin? the man says, encouraging and a little bit weird. He's missing something, probably. Some Jedi thing he's supposed to know but doesn't because no one explains these things to him, Anakin muses. Whatever, he then decides, and looks at the girl. Where does the whole thing start? He says, motioning at all the aquaponics around them. Where does the system begin? The system is circular. It doesn't have a beginning, the girl says. But I guess if you mean what has to come first, that'd be the fish. You can't exactly start watering the plants without the fish. She motions to one of the nearby tanks. It's big, an enormous tube, with colorful rocks and fake plants inside it, like there are inside the tanks on board the Verdant. So you get the fish first, Anakin says, and frowns. And take the fish water to water the plants. It's a little more complicated than that, Setlana smiles and bows her head a little. If you would like to follow me, I can walk you through the whole system and explain the microbiology of ecospheres involved. The what now? Anakin asks excitedly, and all but bounces after her, Qui-Gon following a few steps behind. Turns out, it's not as simple as get fish, put fish in tank, give fish water to plants. There's a whole sort of microbes and bacteria and chemicals involved. A whole balancing act of setting everything right so everything in the system is getting what they need out of it and nothing starts building up. Ammonia from fish water converted to nitrites by bacteria, which then were converted by more bacteria into nitrates, which, unlike ammonia and nitrites, aren't harmful to fish. The first and foremost issue is the pH value of the water, keeping it level, Setlana explains, while they look over some water testing equipment on display by the tanks. The nitrate cycle of the system can acidify the water pretty quickly, depending on the scale and speed of the water cycle. It all goes a bit over Anakin's head. He has never, ever had so much water he had to worry about what was actually in it. And most of their water had always come from evaporators, so it was always sterile. He didn't even know water could get acidic. It's both amazing and weirdly off-putting. So much water, and it could go sour? But if you do everything right, the system can get self-sufficient pretty fast, Setlana continues, as they move on to the actual grow beds, where the rows and rows of plants grow. There's hundreds of ways to build a grow area for the aquaponics. Unlike traditional ground-based farming, hydroponics, aquaponics, and aeroponics systems are all very flexible in terms of space. You can build them wide or tall. She motions to the towers. Whatever form you need to, really. And the plants get everything they need out of the fish waste? Qui-Gon asks thoughtfully, as they look up at the grow towers. Well, you still need sunlight for most plants. There are exceptions, of course, but over 90% of galactic food crops use photosynthesis, Setlana says. And when Anakin frowns, clarifies. They convert sunlight for energy. Or, as it is in most cases, the light of grow and plant lights. But aside from that, if you have the right set of fish balanced with the right set of plants, you really need to add in anything to the system. Except fish food, of course. But that, too, can be made self-sufficiently with little effort. All you need is the right ingredients. Anakin folds his arms. So you got to feed the fish, too? They didn't get their food off the plants? Well, it made sense, but he thought, whatever. How much water do you need? Well, that depends on your system, really, Setlana says, considering him. You can do aquaponics out of a glass jar if that's all you have. And you can scale it up pretty much infinitely, so long as you can balance water ratio to fish present, and then sort out nitrate cycle and pH balance and whatnot. There's really no size limit there. Yeah, but... Anakin makes a face, trying to figure out how to put what he wants to know into words. Say I want to grow as much food as is on, just one of those towers, he says, motioning. How much water do I need? Svetlana looks up and folds her arms, frowning. It's not that simple, she says. It depends on the fish, really. You usually calculate the rate by feed ratio, not by fish, and from feed ratio comes number of fish, but that depends on the type of fish, too, and... But how much? Anakin asks again, a little impatient. Anakin, Qui-Gon sighs. Svetlana lets out a frustrated sigh. Hundreds of liters, she says, finally. 1 to 500, maybe 1,000. Give me the type of fish, the plants you want to keep, and the system you're building, and I can give you an exact number, but there's no real common average. Anakin's settled, satisfied. Kenobi's tanks were huge, weren't they? 3 meters high, at least, and at least 1.5 wide each, and he had 4 of them feeding his system. That was at least 60,000 liters of water, minus the area taken by the coral... Ugh, math. So, with Kenobi's system, you could feed... At least 60 of those towers? Kenobi's system is all in racks in the ship, with a mess of pipes and drip systems that watered everything. There was a lot of racks, but Anakin thinks the growth towers probably have more plants than Kenobi's system of tens of thousands of liters of water has. It blows his mind a little that he is trying to calculate water by actual, literal tons of it. That's just insane. On Tatooine, 100 liters of water would have been a fortune. Where do these people get all this water from anyway? Do you want to continue with the tour? Svetlana asks, tentative. Yeah, Anakin says, and shakes his head. He'll do calculations later, when he has time. And maybe one of Kenobi's droids to ask about the actual volume of water in Kenobi's systems. Right, Svetlana says, and motions ahead. On to harvesting. With the systems we have here, we harvest about 10,000 plants each day just in this section. Here we do it by hand for demonstration purposes, but if you follow me, I'll show you our automated systems as well. The amount of water and the amount of food just happening all around is so bizarre. As Anakin and Qui-Gon watch, people take out the floating plant rafts off the waterbeds, while on the other side, some people take down the growth towers to harvest all the plants sticking out of them by hand. There's also a sort of archway a little further away, with aquaponically grown plants growing all over them, their fruits hanging down from the lattice of the archway. There's already baskets of stuff there that have been pan-picked from the hanging vines. Fruits and berries, lots of greens. Anakin can even see stuff he'd spotted on Kenobi's ship, like onions and peppers and stuff. Lots and lots and lots of food, and it's nothing compared to what's happening in the actual automated systems, where robotic arms are planting and picking and testing water. There, the food production is somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 plants per day. How much water is in that system? Anakin asks, pointing at the grow beds. Tens of thousands of liters. And that one? He points at the growth towers and gets about the same figure. And the automated systems? Apparently hundreds of thousands of liters. All in total, there are about 4 million liters of water circulating on the fourth circle, Svetlana says, giving him a strange look. And we produce roughly 20,000 tons of food and about 5,000 edible fish every day. enough to not only feed this entire station, but we also process a lot of it into dry rations to be shipped out. This is insane! Anakin finally bursts out as he tries and fails to wrap his head around it. We're in space! Where do you get all this water from? Asteroid mining, mostly? Svetlana answers, giving him a slightly alarmed look. Anakin lets out a disgusted noise. Rich people. Qui-Gon clears his throat. Apologies. We're rather new to the actual systems of aquaponics, he says, resting a soothing hand on Anakin's shoulder. I hope we've not been trouble. No, of course not, Master. It's been a pleasure to show you around, Svetlana says, and bows her head quickly. I've pretty much gone over the whole system now, but if you want to know anything else, I'll be happy to tell you, she says, and then considers Anakin. You seem very keen on the subject. I guess, Anakin answers, and frowns at one of the nearby growth beds. And Tatooine, this would be impossible, huh? They got plenty of sunlight, but water? Not so much of that, unless you're filthy rich. Or a moisture farmer. Any doubts even moisture farming would get you tens of thousands of liters of water, unless you kept at it for maybe a year? And hundreds of thousands of liters? That would take decades, easily. I don't suppose you have some sort of reading material you might take away from this? Qui-Gon asks thoughtfully. Yes, of course. There's a store over there which sells all sorts of aquaponics stuff, and there's some handouts on display there, too, Svetlana says, and motions. Please, let me show you. Anakin is still trying to figure out the logistics of finding hundreds of liters of water on Tatooine as they enter the store, and he forgets the calculations entirely. They got not just reading stuff on sale, but tanks and fish and even actual plants. There's even small systems set up with tanks with fish on the bottom and racks of plants sitting above it, water pumps shifting water in and out of the system. Oh, Anakin says, and steps closer to look. Hey, I know these fish. Kenobi has fish like these. I think you might be right. They look familiar, Qui-Gon agrees. You mean Specialist Kenobi? Svetlana asks, looking between them, her eyes widening a little. Yes, we came here on board his ship, Qui-Gon says. His aquaponic system is what brought us here, in fact. I see, the girl says, and blushes a little, looking down. That's nice. Let's see about that reading material. Anakin ignores them, bending down to watch the fish in the tank. Kenobi's fish are bigger, he decides. These are all tiny. But then, Kenobi's tanks are huge, so he probably wouldn't bother to get tiny fish. Still, kinda pretty.
So you sell whole aquaponic systems here, too? He can hear Qui-Gon ask behind him.
Just small desktop versions for personal homes. For anything bigger, you'd have to make an order.
Qui-Gon answers.
Anakin narrows his eyes at the tank in front of him. It's not big, especially compared to the other tanks he's seen so far. Maybe 50 liters, probably less, with 30 or so small fish inside. Atop it is a rack of maybe 12 plants? 50 liters of water just to feed 12 plants. He can't tell if he's disappointed or not. The water circulates, sure, so it's not lost immediately or anything. You gotta top off the tank eventually, sure, but still. 50 liters of water. If you had 50 liters of water on Tatooine, you stored it and kept it for drinking. Thirst kills you faster than hunger, after all.
Anakin, Qui-Gon speaks behind him, and Anakin turns. The man is holding in his arms a big bowl with some gravel on the bottom and a weird-looking cup made of net and what looks like a holder made for them, and Anakin stares for a moment. And then he gets what it is, his eyes widening. Qui-Gon smiles.
According to Zetlana, you can keep up to 5 fish in this safely,
he says, crouching down to show the bowl to Anakin.
Would you want to select some fish for yourself?
Are you kidding me? Anakin asks, horrified and breathless. It's big, the bowl, made of plastoid, judging by the looks of it. When he peers into it, he can see there's even a water pump inside with some tubing. But the water, can I really?
I'm sure we can afford the water here, Qui-Gon says,
while Setlana looks on with a strange expression. But, Anakin starts and stops, feeling suddenly terrified. But I don't even have a place to put it, he says quietly. He has a cabin on board the Verdant, sure, but no actual room, not anymore. And the Jedi Order might not let him stay, and
you will, one day soon, Qui-Gon promises, very firm. Go on, go select some fish. Adept Setlana, can you advise him on what type he should get?
Yes, of course, she says, quiet, and smiles to Anakin. Would you like to have a look at what we have on display?
Anakin looks at the bowl, and then at her, and then at Qui-Gon. And for a moment, he feels a bit like crying.
Qui-Gon's getting him an aquaponics system. A small one, but it'll be his.
Yes, please, he says. And smiling, Setlana shows him to the tanks on display, with hundreds of little fish flickering inside. In the end, Anakin gets 3 fish. 5 is stretching the limits of the bowl, apparently. The fish need as much space as they can, and with 3, they'll be more comfortable. He also gets some fish food, and a test to keep track of the water acidity levels and chemical balance. Setlana also gets them some booklets on fish care, how to acclimate them to the tank once they set it up, as well as some stuff on aquaponics in general, before letting them know where they could buy the water for the tank, suggesting that they get plenty of extra. There will be issues at first, she says, while handing them a packet of starter seeds. And sometimes it's just easier to change the water and start from the beginning than try to get all the ammonia out of the water.
Thank you. We will try to be careful, Qui-Gon says, while Anakin peers at the bowl.
The fish he'd selected. Eray fish, according to Setlana, hardy sort of fish that can manage with minimal oxygen, are stuck in little plastoid bags with plenty of water inside. It kind of blows his mind that on top of everything, they've been given a good liter or two of water on top of everything else, and the store didn't even charge extra for it.
Well, I wish you luck with your aquaponics experiments, Setlana says, after Qui-Gon had paid for the system.
This is so wizard, Anakin murmurs, shaking his head.
Pity he can't take it to Tatooine to show Kidster.
He would have gotten such a kick out of the whole thing. And so would have his mom.
And pretty much everyone he'd ever known.
Thank you, Qui-Gon says to Setlana, considers his gratitude for a moment before putting it away. Then he looks down to Anakin, smiling. There we go. It's all yours.
Yeah, Anakin says, and hesitates for a moment before throwing his arms around Qui-Gon's waist and hugging him tightly.
Thank you for buying me stuff,
he mumbles against the man's tunic. No one's ever bought him stuff, other than his mom. And Qui-Gon didn't look like he had much money anyway, but he'd still bought him a tank and water and fish.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Anakin, Qui-Gon says warmly, and gently pries him off. Let's head back then, shall we? Seems we have a tank to set up. Anakin sniffles and nods, watching Qui-Gon lift the tank off the counter, fish and all. He bows his head to Svetlana, piping a quick thank you to her before following Qui-Gon out of the store. Do you think Kenobi will mind us bringing this on board his ship? He asks worriedly. I'm sure he won't mind. Or care. Qui-Gon mutters under his breath, and then shakes his head. And if he does, don't you worry about it. I'll handle it. Anakin answers, keeping pace with him and watching the fish jostle around in their plastoid bags. Why does everyone here look at you funny? He asks then, looking up. It wasn't just Svetlana. Everyone they'd passed by sort of stopped and stared. Some of them even bowed. He's not sure any of them looked happy to see them, though. Qui-Gon sighs, and for a moment it seems like he might just shake his head with that "it's complicated" excuse and not actually say anything. But he does. Jedi Service Corps, like the Agri Corps here, are generally formed of Jedi initiates that did not become Padawan learners, he says quietly. I suspect it's rare to see a Jedi Master here. It might be bringing up some memories for the Service Corps members here, to see one such as myself. Anakin nods slowly, not sure he gets it. So they're sad because they can't be Jedi themselves anymore? They are still Jedi, trained exclusively in the use of the Force and following the Jedi ways. But I suppose it's not the same, no, Qui-Gon says, and shakes his head. All of these people were trained nearly from birth to become Jedi Knights, but it wasn't to be for them. Some unease is understandable. Anakin looks down, thinking about Kenobi. How tense he always is with Qui-Gon. How it always feels like he's about to just bolt. It's worse for him, probably, because Qui-Gon could have been his master, but didn't take him. But he doesn't really get it, though. Compared to the cold Jedi Temple of Coruscant and all the stiff people there, the greenhouse and the Agri Corps seems like such a better place. Why are they so awkward and stiff and sad when they get to work with plants and water and fish and stuff? And they're still helping people. Sure, it's not like fighting for a queen to help her take back her planet or anything, but food is important. Water is precious. And from what he'd seen so far, Jedi Knights don't get to have their own ships full of water and plants. So really, how are the Agri Corps in any way a letdown? Anakin frowns a little, trying to figure it out, and then shakes his head. He just doesn't get it. Maybe it's just one of those things you'd have to be raised in the Jedi Temple to understand. For now, he has fish and a fishbowl and a little aquaponic system to set up. He can't wait to figure it out.